Om Shanti. Good morning. It's not only the feeling of the special month of January, but we keep getting special Muralis for the month of January. So the 18th morning was very special. Then in the evening we had another Murali from Baba. And today we have 18th January 1998 Murali. And so the season of special Muralis of love and power continue. And today, very much a Murali about love, but also the song that was being played. Baba's remembered those words in which the song is saying that our heart's desire is to fly and be with you. And so Baba has commented that you sing this song that you want to fly and be with me, but then you forget it. And so Baba's got file on every child, and every file has many, many promises and many, many statements that haven't been experienced or observed continually. Yes, on the 18th of January you have this special experience and you make these promises and then you forget. And so it's interesting that they picked up this song with the Murali and the power of love. And firstly, Baba saying that through the power of love you can become equal to the Father, you can become complete, and you can become perfect. Baba's used three different expressions. And so yes, to follow in the Father's footsteps and become like the Father, and then to see if I can be complete. Do I feel myself full with all the treasures that Baba's giving me? And then, do I experience that state in which there's nothing missing? The symbol of perfection is the full moon. And so total completion, total perfection. And so just with the power of love, you can experience becoming equal, complete, full, and perfect. And then, just as a Lokic father or mother would never want their child to have to labor in any way, they would always want the path to be filled with roses and no trouble to come to the child. So Baba is saying that Baba doesn't want you to make hard effort. Baba wants you just to be merged in love. And if you're merged in love, then there won't be any sense of hard work or hard effort or labor, but you'll just simply be flying in that experience of love. And it's true that through the month of January, I think many would have had this experience. Am I right? And certainly on the 18th of January, I think everybody would have had this experience of just being lost in Baba's love. And the third thing that Baba said is that Baba wants you to experience the state of liberation by being lost in love. And so many different aspects of love and how the power of love works. And so Baba's really wanting us to just be pulled into that experience of love and be merged in that, so that the things around here don't change that in any way at all. But rather, the power of love is able to give you the solutions to whatever is the problem. And then, Baba's Murali is not only about love, but also instructions. And so Baba's saying that this file that Baba's been accumulating with all your promises, when are you going to make it final so that Baba can say, okay, the file is complete, it's finished? Because you make promises and then you can't manage to keep them because you forget. But the main thing that Baba wants us to have is unlimited disinterest. So Baba's then given the example of Brahma Baba and how for Brahma Baba nothing was his. The body had been given to God so that God could use it as his chariot. The mind was in a state of man manabhav, always awareness, remembrance. Wealth, Baba had given away everything. But afterwards, there was no thought that I have done this. Baba never ever had that thought. It was given and that's it, gone. But where I hold on to the thought that I have given something, then that's still my attachment to it. Every breath was given for Baba and Baba's service. Every moment was given for Baba and Baba's service. And so there was nothing that was his that remained. The other day we were talking about this idea of I and mine. And different stories come up in different scriptures about how you can be flying and then there's a thought of my. And whether it's a stick or whether it's a carrot, I remember that. And not only do I come down, but whoever else is flying with me gets pulled down also. And so for Baba, there was never ever the thought of my or mine. Right until the last moment, the children were there. Baba was holding the hand of the child. But even then, no attachment, nothing is mine. And so the question, how do I cultivate this awareness of unlimited disinterest? Baba said how when there's love, then you're ready to sacrifice your body. And Baba doesn't want you to sacrifice your body in the sense of physical life. But Baba wants you to just forget the entire old world, which is more difficult. The body is with me all the time. And so to forget that it's mine and simply be a trustee of the body is a challenge. But everything of the old world. So if I can step away out of the consciousness of this, then I'll step away out of the consciousness of anything mine in the old world also. But when we ask the question, how did Baba do it? Then we see how for Baba it was instant. No time lag at all between the thought and the practical application. And the way that Baba did it is two things. A, Baba was immediately drawn by that vision that Baba had shown. That yes, you can be Vishnu. Yes, you can be the creator of this beautiful world. And so that vision was so powerful that compared to that, there was nothing here that was attractive. But also, there was immediately the experience of the present attainment that I have been searching for God through so many years of bhakti, so many births of bhakti, and now the result of that, God has found me and I have found God. And so I think that's the lesson we can learn, because yes, I can say that I'm a trustee of the body, but still it's very easy to think, but I'm responsible to take care of it and so I have to look after it. Or anything else, I'm still here and it's still mine, and so very easy for that thought to come. But these two things that can really change everything so that there's nothing of the old that interests me at all. And so one is to keep the vision of the future in front. We forget. we get distracted by all the things of the old world, the troubles, the crisis, the problems. Maybe we are seeing that there's very little beauty left in the old world. Nature still sometimes can be very beautiful, but we also see the ferocious aspect of nature, the fearsome form of nature. Somebody who was in Mauritius when the cyclone hit Mauritius, they were telling me on the phone that they were on the first floor, not the ground floor, but it was an apartment that's near the ocean. And the waves that came were so high that they hit the window on the first floor. Can you imagine that? How high the waves must have been to do that? And she said they came with such force that you thought that the window might break, but it didn't. So she was very lucky. But of course, many others on the ground floor, they would have experienced everything being submerged. So she said, I witnessed nature on this beautiful island as really being something fearsome. And so when Baba said in the 18th January, Murali, that the most angry, humans are angry anyway. Have you noticed that? They get irritated very quickly. The power of tolerance seems to have really, really gone down. You notice it on the roads, you notice it in the shops, it's everywhere, in the families. So where there used to be some tolerance capacity, that tolerance seems to have gone. And the anger is very, very visible. And so humans are angry, and the anger from humans impacted nature. Not just through vibrations, but all the angry actions that we've done against nature, both for the vibrations also, and nature and the elements are now angry. And so I need to have so much power to be able to experience peace and be able to share the vibrations of the power of peace. Not just peace, but the power of peace, so that I can become cool myself, but also allow others who are around me to feel peaceful and safe, and nature also to become calm and peaceful and return to a state of harmony again. So today, the present attainments that we have from Baba. And so can I experience and be grateful and just remember all the things that Baba has given me already. Really, it's such an important thing to appreciate what God has given to me personally. And I see that it's true for all of us. And so can I just simply be lost in the love of the present attainment, but also can I keep the vision of the future in front of me so that it pulls me and draws me to itself again and again? For Baba, the translite that was still there in the history hall, and Baba, look at the Sakar Muralis, and you see how often Baba says, this is what we have to become, this is what I'm going to become, this is the aim and objective. And so sometimes when there's a clear vision of a goal, then the challenges that come on the path to achieving that goal really seem irrelevant. And even if there have been challenges up to this period now, those also get forgotten. You don't carry the memory of, this happened, I had to do this, this happened and that happened. It's gone. It's merged in that ocean of love. Like with Dadi, she never spoke about the hardship of the beggary part. But can you imagine just living on, not just, and in Madhuban, they were in the presence of Baba and Mama. And so Baba and Mama's presence provided a beautiful cloak of love in which nothing was a problem. Even if you were eating pumpkin three times a day, morning, afternoon and evening, and they had to do that at one point. Or even if you just had to eat the berries of the trees when you go for a walk, and that was breakfast. And lunch, Baba would sometimes say, fly to the subtle region and enjoy dancing with Baba there. And of course, food became immaterial. So this was their life. Just you're nourished by love, you're nourished by that happiness, and nothing else matters. Delhi, you've heard the stories of salt and chapati. How many days could I survive on salt and chapati? One day? 2 days? They had to survive for several months. Because anything that came got sent to Madhavan, because they knew that Baba was there, the big family was there, and they didn't want to keep anything for themselves. So that state of vairagya, it was not just love, but it was a sense that having found God, I have truly found everything. And so, as times get more challenging, now it's comfortable, but at some point they will become challenging. Is it going to be the challenges that occupy my time and energy? Or is it going to be at God and God's love that occupies my attention? And so I have to look in the mirror of my heart and see, whatever it is that happens, whichever way things go, can I be sure that yes, it'll just be Baba's love that calls me, and then I know that my intellect is going to just simply be with Baba and nowhere else. And so love and the attainment of God, but also the future. What is my goal? Why am I here? I think that if I ask myself these questions every day, then I won't get stuck by anything. It was very interesting, Baba talking about getting stuck like ice gets frozen. In the West, we often hear about hearts getting frozen or getting stuck in the snow or the ice. But in India, you don't, at least in Abu, you don't experience it to that extent. And Baba may have experienced it when he went to Kashmir, I don't know. But Avyakt Baba giving that example the other day, some are stuck like ice, get stuck and doesn't budge. And of course, what is it that makes ice melt? It's fire, the heat. And so can I experience the fire of God's love so that then wherever it is I'm stuck, I'm able to move forward. We get stuck in many different comfort zones. And so what is my comfort zone that's making me say, I'm okay, and I'm not really okay. I'm okay here, but I have to be okay there. And so if I'm okay here, and I'm not making that effort that I could or I should, then I'm stuck. And so I need to again ignite that fire of love that I had when I first came to Baba. Baba's reminded us, when you first came to Baba, yes, you understood Gyan, you understood everything, but then it was Baba's love that gave you the motivation to actually start moving on the path of Raj Yoga. And so can I again reignite that love in my heart? Because Baba's still there, Baba's still wanting to give me that love, and so can I have that experience once more? And the aim that Baba has shown us is the aim of perfection. I might not become Lakshmi or Narayan, I might not be part of the eight jewels, but definitely, each one of us has our own perfect stage. Whatever it is, number-wise, according to effort, doesn't matter. But can I attain my own perfect stage now, rather than just have the hope that it's going to happen? And two other things that are very relevant at this moment, I think, for all of us, and as part of the comfort, I say, well, I'm not there yet, but it's okay. When it's time, I'll be ready. Anyone say that? You don't even have to put up your hands. But I'm sure the thought must have come to some, that it's okay, you know, I'm doing what I can, and with Baba's help, I'll get there at the end. And Baba said, no guarantee of that. You don't know that that's going to happen. But if you make it happen today, and time is your creation, just reflect on that. And if the soul is the eternal being, the master, then everything connected with this physical dimension is the creation. I am the creator, and the physical dimension is my creation. And so within the physical world also comes time. In the subtle region, again, Baba said, whatever time you want to come to me, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I'm there waiting for you. So for Baba, in the subtle region, there's no time. And in Paramdham, it's eternal light, unchanging eternal light. So the subtle dimension has no time. It's the physical world that has time, which means that I, the soul, the spiritual being, am the creator, and time is part of my creation. It was interesting to look at time in that way. And where I say time is going to make me perfect, according to the time, it'll happen. You'll pass, but you won't pass with honor. A very interesting distinction. Yes, at the end I'll become perfect because the circumstances and situations and time have made me, forced me to be detached from everything. But even if I pass, and I may not, that's also the risk, but even if I do pass, it won't be passed with honor. If I pass now, through my own will, my own volition, and my own passion, that will be passing with honor. And so, beautiful expression from Baba in explaining that. But the last thing that I want to touch on is, Baba was a jeweler, and you know that. But something that Dadi Nirmashanta had said when she was here, and it's come up in today's Murali, how Baba knew what would be the right place for every jewel. Different jewels, different colors, different sparkles, different sizes, everything is different. But Baba knew how to place the right jewel in the right way so that it was the most creative and most beautiful jewelry. And Baba is saying that today, when Baba sees every child, Baba sees the speciality of every child. And so Baba wants every child to be appreciative of the place that they're in, because it's the right place that they're in. It's a very deep understanding of how Baba and Rama work together, and it took me many years to accept it. Literally, it took me years, because my heart was always in Madhuban. Why am I in London? I should be in Madhuban. And then when Baba asked me the question personally, who knows better? From that moment on, my mind became quiet and I accepted. I hope it doesn't take you as long as it took me. But just accepting that Baba knows me, Baba knows best, Baba knows better than me, definitely. And so where I am is the best place for me, and this is where I can attain my own state of perfection. So, very beautiful, Murali, but you'll enjoy it, I know. But then Baba wants us to practice and practice so that then it's natural for us to be the way Baba wants us to be. Not one day of the year or 5 days of the year, but every single day. So that truly I'm lost in God's love and experiencing the joy of that. Om Shanti.